Keith Peters reporting a member of the left-wing squad from New York loses his primary in a closely watched race.
George Latimer, the Westchester County executive and a pro-Israel centrist, defeated Representative Jamal Bowman on Tuesday in a Democratic primary in suburban New York that highlights the party's deep divisions over the war in Gaza.
We have to fight to make sure that we do not vilify each other.
Audio from WABC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee spent nearly $15 million to defeat Bowman, who has accused Israel of committing genocide.
It has always been about humanity.
Audio from WNYW, Julie Walker, New York.
The Supreme Court appears poised to allow emergency abortions in Idaho when a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk as a legal case plays out. That's according to a Bloomberg News report. Bloomberg says a copy of the opinion was briefly posted Wednesday on the court's website. One political commentator says the U.S. should put more daylight between itself and the United Nations when it comes to Israel, Bob Agnew reports.
Matt Continetti says, look at the U.N.'s actions since October 7th, and it's clear.
The U.N. is an anti-Semitic organization.
Nor, he says, has the U.S. stepped up in Israel's time of need.
The Biden administration has not been a friend of Israel.
Continetti says now is the time for the U.S. to stand up strong for its greatest ally and only bastion of freedom in the Middle East.
And to stand up for the Jewish people.
Something Continetti tells the Salem Radio Network is not happening, with Linda Thomas Greenfield serving as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Bob Agner reporting.
Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 15 points, the NASDAQ rose 87, the S&P advanced 8, oil up to $80.90 a barrel. This is SRN News. A top pro-life leader is celebrating the two-year anniversary of the Supreme Court striking down the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion.
As we think about the second anniversary of the Dobbs decision, we need to understand that the biggest lesson is that it was absolutely necessary, but it was not sufficient. It was absolutely necessary that Roe be reversed, and we need to thank God. We need to thank God with sober and with determined hearts, with thankful hearts, that Roe was reversed.
But Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says the pro-life community still has much work to do.
We need to understand that ever since the Dobbs decision and the reversal of Roe happened, the pro-life movement's been on the defensive in the United States, and we are so in the year 2024.
In his podcast, The Briefing, Moeller encourages pro-life Americans to be encouraged and stay engaged in the moral struggle to preserve the sanctity of life. This is SRN News. A vital road in Wyoming will soon reopen.
Work is almost done on a temporary route around a landslide in western Wyoming that has closed the road for thousands of commuters. Wyoming Department of Transportation officials are looking to reopen the road on Friday. Wyoming Highway 22 over Teton Pass near the Idaho state line has been closed since the landslide sent both lanes crashing into a ravine on June 8th. No one was hurt, but the collapse has been a headache for thousands of commuters who work in Jackson and live in eastern Idaho. Going a different route has added over an hour to their drive each way. John Scott reporting.
A wildfire in Oregon's high desert near the popular vacation destination of Benton is growing rapidly. Officials on Wednesday urged the continued evacuations of hundreds of homes in the area. About 50 to 60 people sought refuge at a local high school. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.